Top three games we'll play on So Grass and Dirt. But turn down the volume on Dick and Bird. Fuck Dick and Bird! Fuck Dick and Bird! St. Paul admitting the law and life. And hitting rock bottom, drugs in the equine! Fuck Dick and Bird! Fuck Dick and Bird! Fuck Dick and Bird! Fuck Dick and Bird! Fuck! Shit!
Hello and welcome to this thing we call Minnesota Foul Play-by-Play. I'm your host, Anthony Variano, and I'm joined by my favorite cousin and NBA 2K expert, Joel. Joel, how you been, my friend?
I've been great. How about you?
Awesome. I can't wait. It's Wrestling Wednesday. It's a great day, and the NBA trade deadline is right around the corner, which is why Joel is on with us today. He's going to speculate wildly about what the Wolves are not going to do, but, you know, maybe they pull
something
out. What
I wish they would do.
Exactly. All right, so we had to bring Joel on because, obviously, you know, Bradley, I, and Mike and I don't really know a lot about basketball. I mean, shit, I probably know more about WNBA basketball than NBA basketball at this point. Pretty much don't tune in until the playoffs, and I'm pretty much tuned out once the Timberwolves are out. So usually by the end of the first round, I'm just done with basketball.
Or the play-in.
Yeah. So from what I hear and what I've read, Brooklyn is still interested in Naz Reid, so that's something that could happen. He could be their backup center, it sounds like. I don't know if that's something that you've looked into.
Looking,
to see what we can get
looking
back
for a big. You think Philly too? Looking for Denver,
maybe
Austin. Yeah. They're all looking at Reid. I say if we don't get the extension ready for him, like an $8 to $10 million, I say trade him because he's going to be unrestricted and leave for nothing.
Oh, really? So, okay.
If same with Noel, unrestricted, yeah. Might as well. And I think he already said he doesn't want to resign. So,
wow. Well, yeah. They've been trying to talk, get a contract extension with Reid, Noel, and D'Angelo Russell. And it sounds like the one depends that on might happen would be Russell. Damn it.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what it would be. If he's making, you know, 20 to 22, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. But if it's going to be max contract, we're nuts.
Absolutely. Yeah. Not. So. Yeah. Although he's been playing out of his damn mind and shooting the ball really well recently. He still can't play defense, though, can he?
Still can't play defense, and for some reason his playmaking. They rave about his playmaking his whole career, but you just don't see it.
Well, he might be
on a perfect pick-and-roll partner with Gobert, but can't get it.
I've seen him. He's really shied away from shooting the basket around the rim or shooting the ball around the rim, too. So he's not confident in the paint, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Let's jack up as many threes as possible instead of taking a 99% shot layup.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So. And he will pass and then end up turning the ball over a lot when he gets himself in the paint. So what are some of these wild and crazy trades that you think we could pull off or would you'd like to see pull off?
Okay. So first of all, Boston, I heard that Peyton Richardson they have out in Gallo. I just read that today. I would maybe, if they're really interested in Reid, I would try to get that Peyton Pritchard. He's been buried on their bench. Right when at his rookie season at the end of the year, he played really great, and then they signed Dennis Schroeder and buried him. And then they traded him for Derek White, buried him. Then they signed Malcolm Brogdon, buried him. So every time he's played, I liked him. So he'd be restricted. We'd have control over him. He's got one more year left on his contract after this.
Good defender, I imagine.
I mean, not a bad score. I mean, does a little bit of everything. I would like to see what he's got because he's always just been buried, you know? So, I mean, we're short on point guards. I mean, Noel plays it, but I don't like Noel playing it. I like Kyle playing it. I mean, if we got rid of I think our battery's running low. Hold on a sec.
Oh, man.
Can we trade Carl Anthony Towns if he's on the injured?
We cannot. He can't be traded this season.
Okay.
It'd be something in the offseason we'd have to do.
All right.
But that was one that I liked. I'd say give us Peyton Pritchard and a second rounder for Reid. I would consider doing that. At least we get a pick back too.
Yeah.
And then another one, I really like Kendrick Williams from the Thunder. He's a guy that can play the two through the four. Just signed a great contract. I mean, he's a low maintenance player. He's going to give you energy. He can defend. He can hit the three. I was thinking to trade with Noel just to get him off. One from 2K that I liked, because you say I'm a 2K expert.
Thanks. You are. That's where you get all your information.
But from the Warriors, since we're going to lose Noel anyways, they just drafted that Patrick Baldwin Jr. That was one that popped up. We'd be in control of him for the next 3 years and he'd be restricted. I mean, see what he's got. Why not? If we're going to lose Noel anyways, might as well get rid of him. Sixers have been interested. Like I said, need a backup. Read Noel for that Thibel, who's a defensive monster. I mean, all-team defender. And then the other one that I liked, too, that I just saw, I think on Bleacher Report, was Bones Holiday for, like, a Reed and Noel. You know, good scorer off the bench. I mean, it's kind of having a down year this year, but would be in control for two more years. I mean, if we're going to move D'Angelo, we're going to need a point guard. Unless I don't mind putting Kyle at point if we do move him and you just go big like Orlando's been doing.
Right.
Or let's see what playmaking skills Anthony Edwards has. Put him at the point, you know. But
I don't typically like him in that position, but I figured as soon as Gobert came over, it would be Edwards and Carl handling the ball, and it'd just be pick and roll with Gobert. Sets probably the best pick in basketball, does he not? I mean, it's got to be the hardest pick to get around.
Well, you know, Draymond Green's, but his is illegal. So,
yeah, he makes it look legal, but
he makes it look good. But yeah,
he gets away with it more than he doesn't.
To open up that 3-point shooter,
right? Well, that's what I figure. Like, we should be a pick and roll. Feed off of the pick and roll.
Especially with two monsters. I mean, Cat's been out for a while, but
yeah.
I love the energy that Kyle brings. I've been wanting them to sign him.
You know, Kyle Anderson's growing on me too. That guy, he does all the little things in the game that gets
He's
you
a
wins.
Spurs. He's a Spurs product. Oh, he does everything right. He does. Yeah. I mean, does he do anything great? But he does everything good.
Right. Yeah.
So, I love that signing. I wanted him to sign with us before he signed with Memphis. So, but other ones like I did a few for Russell too. Where I heard the Clippers were really interested in him.
I heard that too.
I would love to get Norman Powell back in that deal if they're truly interested, but that's their sixth man. He puts up points like crazy.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be the type of return that we get for him.
Yeah, but it'd be, a starter for a sixth man. Why not? But is
D'Angelo a starter for the Clippers?
Well, it's Reggie Jackson or John Wall. They want to get rid of John Wall. I think they're going to buy him out if they don't trade him.
Okay.
But they still have that Covington that used to play for us make the money work. Or Nicholas Batum. I think he's too important, but I just put him because his money worked. Luke Kennard, I don't think they'd get rid of him if they get rid of Powell. And then Reggie Jackson. So I think the logical trade would be Norman and Covington, because then they keep Kennard and Batum and Jackson all on their bench, and they'd have a heck of a bench.
Yeah, that is a deep bench. Holy cow.
Yeah, Lou, their coach.
Tyron,
yeah, thank you. Does it just a heck of a job. I mean, I would have loved him if he was our coach, which that's something I wanted to bring up too. Maybe we should consider replacing Finch.
Already?
I mean,
he's in his second year, I think.
He just doesn't adjust well, I think, sometimes.
I mean, they've said that about Budenholzer too, and that guy's got a championship.
But names to look out for, Sam Cassell and Mark Jackson. I wouldn't mind. Bring Sam Cassell back to Minnesota. Last time we were deep in the playoffs, Sam Cassell was playing for us. Yeah. Heck of an assistant. So, but what else?
I was going to ask you, I mean, are you not impressed with how this team has performed with Carl Anthony Towns out? Because
it just leveled out better.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing with it is Anthony Edwards exploded. Great. I love it. When the season started, I was just like, Carl should remind him that this is his team, and he's sure taken that away from him.
Oh, it's gone.
It's just a dead
as
debate.
As soon as he got outperformed in the playoffs last year by Ant, and that was the end of that.
He hasn't performed in the playoffs yet. Twice he's gone, and he's been lousy. But I would have loved to seen him for some reason, they talk about how he's like a three-level scorer, but they only give him five shots a game or what? That's a low amount of shots that I just don't get. Yeah. You can put the ball in the basket, give him the damn ball, you know?
Yeah.
But with him out, Kyle stepped up. I mean, Prince plays great off the bench. I see with the Noel thing, I don't mind us trading him because he probably won't resign with us anyway. We have that Moore from Duke. Give him some minutes to see what he's got, you know?
And Luca Garza, I think, was just named All-Star of the G League or the MVP of the G League All-Star game or something.
Mm-hmm. And he plays great in the few minutes we've given him. If we get rid of Nas, sign him for the rest of the year. I mean, it's like we have options, but it's like, are they going to pull the trigger on anything?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I doubt it. I mean, they got to do something, right? I mean, with these guys that aren't going to be, if they're not going to be able to re-sign him, then mm-hmm. what
like I remember me and you were texting a couple days ago about Reed and how you really like him. I really like him.
Yeah.
I would love for us. I mean, the contract that I keep coming to is Plumlee from the Hornets. He signed one with Detroit a couple years ago, and everybody, oh, he's overpaid, $8 million for a traditional. I think he does a lot of things better than Plumlee.
Oh, so God, he can handle the ball.
$8 to $10 million, I don't think is too bad for a good backup center, you know?
Absolutely not.
The only thing he does bad is he's poor on the perimeter, but you expect that from a 6'9", exactly. 260 guy. I mean, he's not going to move quick, but
he's still probably a better perimeter defender than Karl Anthony Towns is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the only thing he's doing worse this year is maybe a little bit worse at three-point, but you've seen him shoot good on it. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, from straight away, he is spot on. And from the corners, he's all right, too.
Yeah, so I'd have no problem with us resigning. But if there's a market there for him and he's not going to resign, we might as well trade him and move Luke up.
That's the problem. Nobody wants to play in Minnesota. They got to change either the basketball season needs to be in the spring. Right on the top of my feet.
Listen to this. We have to realize we are a smaller market team, so get contracts that we have control over. That's what I'm saying. That Pat Baldwin Jr. from the Warriors for Noel, we'd have control over him for 4 years plus him being restricted. Let's see what he's got. I mean, you got to go. That Kendrick Williams from Oklahoma City just signed a great contract, like $7-8 million a year, and he can play the 2 through the 4. He can defend. He can hit the three. He'd fit in as a nice seventh man. Where do you need to plug him in? I mean, I don't think he's going to light it up like a microwave scorer, six man, but just a quality player that you can put in one of those three spots at any time.
And we do have a problem.
Put him at the four, you know.
Yeah. We got a problem with foul trouble, too. So having a versatile person off the bench like that comes in handy.
That's where Prince comes in so important. Prince But who knows? I don't know if he can opt out of this deal after this year or not. I don't know if he's got a two-year deal or if he's got a player option or what. I can't remember. So, but yeah. And then what else? Another one that I was thinking was Lowry. They talk about that one quite a bit. Lowry for Miami for Russell.
Oh, Lowry? No, we don't want that.
I know, he's busted, but I mean, we get some picks back for some player that we might even lose. I mean, I do think even if he goes into free agency, we're still Russell's best option probably because we can give him the most money, but I don't see a lot of people jumping at him. But Kyle Lowry, bring that veteran leadership. I'd say him for some picks because he does have that extra year quite a bit.
I don't think Miami takes D'Angelo Russell. So,
There's been rumors. I've seen that one quite a bit on Bleacher Report of, maybe they should trade for D'Angelo, get another scorer. Because they got the defense, I mean. But or that Nikola Jokic, their rookie they picked up, Jovic or whatever. I can't say his last name. But he'd be a nice add-on too. But I think we'd have to send back some seconds because he was a first-round pick this year. But
we don't have any
nice little prospect player. These foreign players are coming in and they just know how to play basketball.
They've been playing pro since they were like 16 years old. Well, they're playing with men.
It's fundamentals pretty much.
Yeah,
they know the fundamentals, and all the kids nowadays just rely on their athleticism.
It was funny when the Kyrie trade, we'll have to talk about this a little bit, because Kyrie was rumored that the Wolves had interest, was what I heard, or at least saw.
The homecoming of D'Angelo, his only All-Star season was in Brooklyn. I mean, that was when it was fun to watch him. I mean, they were a gritty team. I mean,
Dinwiddie was on that team, I think. He was an All-Star on that team.
I can't remember his name. Jefferson, but they had Allen still as a rookie. I mean, boy, did they screw that up, the Nets.
Royally.
My God. I've always said this about them. I didn't see them winning a championship unless they opted to play in the bubble, which, I mean, if they would have came in, because I think KD was healthy by then, but he decided to opt out. I think that was their only championship, was the easy bubble championship.
Well, I mean, they did lose by a toe. I mean, he was his foot was on the line. And
he wasn't even playing that.
This is years later against Milwaukee when they lost playoffs in game seven, I think, and his toe's on the line, and they came. I mean, they would have ran away with the Eastern Conference after that. They'd beat the champions, eventual champions.
I just don't know if they could get it done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so shocking to say a great player like KD can't get it done anymore yet. You can't rely on him. He's not healthy. I mean, he seems like he goes down with injury every year.
Well, and you need at least two guys in playoff games to get their own shot.
And those are two playoff guys that can score. Kyrie is talented as all can be, but he's a headache. I mean,
and now the Mavs have those. Like, I know. They've got two point guards now.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the two best in the game.
No doubt Kyrie can finish around the rim better than anybody in this league. I take him going to the rim for how small he is to finish over anybody. I mean,
and I'd take Luka to deliver a pass to a wide open player, over just about anybody in the league besides maybe Jokic.
Oh yeah. I was just going to say the same thing. The Joker probably doesn't beat, but Luka's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a crazy good team now.
I think they still need to add a little more defense and maybe some 3-point shooting, some 3D guys, but if they can get rid of, Tim Hardaway Jr., a good 3-point shooter, but I don't think he's there defensively. If they could get rid of his contract for expiring 3D guy, at least if Kyrie leaves, you'd have money to build around Luka. I mean, Wood's about to expire too. I mean, I'd like to see Wood back. I mean, he plays pretty good with them, but who knows? They offered him a deal, I think, and he didn't sign it yet. I think he wants to wait until the offseason because he might get more. Who knows? He might strike out with some people and, hey, Wood has some money. You know,
I thought Denver really put us in our place in terms of the Wolves. Like, we'd be lucky to be a play-in.
Yeah,
right. We beat them without Jamal Murray and Jokic in the lineup, and didn't never gave up the lead. And then I don't think we ever led in the game that we lost to them. And
Michael Porter. Yeah, he looked really good. It's good seeing him back on the court.
Didn't Jokic have like a first half triple double?
Don't bring it up.
That's incredible.
He is amazing. He's going to be a 3-time MVP. He's averaging a triple-double.
Oh, he has to be,
I mean, I think Boston might have just a slightly – I think they have one less loss than Denver, but they're pretty remarkable. I mean, and they say they're only a few pieces away. Like, they'd like another backup center. That's where that Reed comes in. And then another wing. But, I mean, they got a nice team.
Boston's loaded. I mean, and they're defensively sound.
Too bad Geller's out. I seen him in the trade rumor. He's got $5 million contract. I think they got $5, $6 million. But if he was playing as a backup scorer off the bench, boy, I think they'd have even a better record if he wasn't hurt.
So what do you foresee for the Wolves? Are they going to be a play-in team this year? Or?
It depends on when Carl comes back and how that all goes with the chemistry, I think. I mean, we're not that far off the fourth spot. I mean, but we're
the West is so crowded.
Yeah. That 13, I think Lakers are in 13th place, 13 through four. If you get on hot streak, you're going to be in the playoffs.
We lost one game. We were in fourth place and then we were in ninth place.
Exactly.
It's crazy. Well,
the funny thing is in the East, it's like that, like, I want to say like 12 through seven. So, I mean, a few teams have a shot, but but I really hope we get hot again like we did in January and hold on to one of those spots and maybe knock the Clippers down a little bit.
My fear is that this team just found its chemistry without Carl, and then they never did find it before Carl got hurt. That's the problem.
Yeah, they never did. I think Carl is trying to be a point forward, and he's in the center's body. I don't get it. I mean, you're this talented offensive player.
Well, the idea is get the guy more 3-point attempts, right? He's
running pick and roll for some reason.
Yeah.
You know? I even put together a few trades for him next year.
Let's do it.
Yeah. One that I absolutely love, which people probably roll their eyes if they watch this, but Trae Young has been a headache for Atlanta. He's Now he's a defensive liability, but he's young. He signed the same amount as Towns. Towns is, I'd say, slightly better defensively. Could score.
They Towns already have is slightly better defensively than someone.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
I've seen Trae Young. Trae Young's kind of a liability.
I don't watch him, so I wouldn't know.
But I like his playmaking.
Yeah,
and
he doesn't.
That's what we really need is a playmaker, someone who can run the pick and roll. Which, if we have Gobert and we're getting rid of Towns, there's where you make up that defense. You have a three-time, four-time defensive player of the year. Go get Trae Young to play with Jalen and Ant. I like that trade. I mean, I think we'd have to add on either one of us. I think it's a pretty fair swap out. If he's going to be a headache for their locker room, you might as well get rid of him. And if you can get a player like Karl Anthony Towns, you go get him. If we do keep Russell, I like trading for Siakam and Fred Van Fleet. But I think we'd have to add something on that.
Siakam's the Wolves have been interested in Van Fleet.
No, I would think if we could do a Towns for Siakam trade, I mean, I think Siakam's a better player, but he would fit perfectly on this team. I mean, he's already that playmaking four that you'd need, can score. I mean, you saw it in the playoffs when they won the finals. He was the second scorer to Kawhi.
Yeah.
Just important as defensively. I mean,
oh, yeah.
He would be a monster for us. Jeremy Grant didn't re-sign with he didn't take the max from Portland. Maybe we could trade Towns to Portland next offseason and assign a trade for Grant. Put him at our four. Guy can does every a little bit of everything right. Maybe we can get something back like Gary Payton Jr. to make the money work if he signs for 30 mil, or maybe their rookie this last year, Sharp, or maybe even some picks. But yeah, there's certain things I would look into. The Hornets, if they lose out on the first pick, maybe trade camp. If let's say they land the second pick and they don't want to draft that Scooter or whatever, I think he's a point guard anyway because you have Ball, Karl Anthony Towns for that second pick, and Gordon Hayward. Let them help them clear their space while we take on that point guard in the G League.
Yeah,
but I mean, there's a few options. I think they should just. I think our best bet to get picks back is trade Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah,
especially if it looks horrible when he comes back. If it doesn't work out when he comes back, you saw how good we've been this year without him.
Right.
Might as well trade him and try to recoup some picks.
It's not even how bad. It's just I enjoy watching that team more. They're more sound defensively. They stay in games. They've got heart.
They move. They have the tempo up, but it's just we need that passer. I think where Trae Young would come in, I mean, he could score and everything like that. But I'd say, hey, this is Anthony Edwards' team. You're playmaking. We want you to set people up. Your first thing is you're going to playmake. Second thing, we want you to concentrate on defense. And third, score. I mean, he can hit the three. I mean, he's baby Steph Curry. But I mean, you add that to Anthony and Jalen. I think Jalen McDaniels is I love him.
See, it doesn't really solve my problem is that our perimeter defense is so damn bad.
Yeah.
And making it worse scares the shit out of me.
Edwards can't defend. Yeah. That's why I wouldn't mind seeing he's slower, but how Kyle, if we did trade him and didn't get a point guard back, put Kyle at the point guard. I mean, he's a slower guy, but he can recover with his length, just like Rubio used to.
Right.
Rubio, I mean, he always recovered with his perimeter defense, but I mean, he couldn't stay in front of anybody, but with his length, he'd catch him.
And Kyle can finish at the rim, even if it's contested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and he's not a bad shooter. I mean, that was always the knock.
He takes forever to shoot three, but.
Yeah, it's helped his game. I mean, he used to be a horrible shooter, but him slowing down has definitely helped his game. But he's not slow-mo. That's not his nickname for a reason. Slow motion. Love him.
He has been really good. Like, I don't know why I enjoy watching him so much, but.
And the other player I forgot to mention, if we do trade Reed, is Knight. Get Knight some more minutes. That Nathan Knight?
No, I do like him.
I mean, in the few spurts he's played okay. I mean, let's see what he's got.
Yeah,
he's not going to develop much more. He's 25, but let's see what he's got as, you know.
That's what my frustration's been is like, this seems like a lost season to me, you know. Mm-hmm. If Karl Anthony Towns is going to spend this much time, the fact that we're in the playoff mix is just due to the fact that everybody in the West is in the playoff mix, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, besides, the idea of us.
Who is it? Who is it? The last two teams, I can't even think of them.
Yeah, it ain't Sacramento. Goddamn, Sacramento's Fantastic.
Yeah, that is a surprise.
Woo!
That's the team that if KD comes available, I'm trading my four picks, swaps, and say, KD, come play with Fox and Sabonis. And just blow it out. Because that would be the thing that would shift it to them to win it all.
How great would it be if Sacramento is the team that takes Golden State out of the playoffs with KD on it? That would be such good television.
Fox has been amazing this season. Sabonis, I mean, you talk about Joker being, you know, the best passing big. I have to say probably Sabonis is the next best. Hmm. I mean, get some of that from his dad. But, I would love to see them just, hey, Harrison Barnes again for KD. Get Harrison Barnes out of town, let's bring in KD. Yeah, I think that's funny. But, I mean, they have, I think one of their picks is going to Atlanta they brought in that Kevin Hurdle. But other than that, every other pick, I'd be like, if you're going to give us KD, we can give you Harrison Barnes and some other contracts to fill it up. I wouldn't trade their rookie they drafted with the fourth pick, that Murray. And I would keep Hurdle out of the deal with Fox, and you'd have a starting lineup, but then it's just figuring out the bench.
So,
which Tommy or their Davis is pretty good. Monk might have to be on the deal, but if they keep Monk would be great off their bench. He's been great off their bench all season. So,
how bad is the Wolves' draft pick situation in the upcoming draft?
They don't have any.
Not in the first. They
did everything for Gobert.
Not in the first or the second.
I think they have the Knicks second, maybe their
own
second.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you were thinking first round. Sorry.
No. Just picks in general. I think, right? There's two second round picks.
Yeah. I think it's the Knicks they've been playing, you know, okay, it's the Knicks, but I mean,
it's going to be middle of their
It's going to be middle just like ours.
Yeah.
We're right in the middle. So, I mean, so if we could move those with some of these players, maybe we could move up to the first round or something like that. Another trade. I forgot to mention this one. And this is one I've been high on forever. This was before the bubble. This guy, Jonathan Isaac, played for the Magic, got hurt. Finally, he's back. He's been back for maybe 2 weeks, but a defensive monster. I always said this guy would be perfect next to Karl Anthony Towns before we even had the thought of Gobert. Mm-hmm. But trade Russell there because I think they're trying to push for the playoffs this season. I mean, I think they're 13th in the East, but like I said, that 12 to 13 through right. 7 in the East, they possibly could make it. But take on their two injury-prone players, that Fultz that used to play for the Sixers,
right.
Markel Fultz, Jonathan Isaac, who just came back, help them clear their money because we're sending Russell and Noel, both expiring contracts, and then say, hey, we want your 2 second-round picks the next 2 years because, hey, we don't know if your players are going to be able to play.
Yeah.
They've been injured. I mean, Fultz has been playing pretty good for him. Been showing that he's a little healthy, but you never know with these two. They've been out quite a bit. But to add those two players, I mean, I think would be a great bit get just for if we're going to lose them for nothing, you know? And plus, we'd get some draft capital. Even though they're second-round picks, they're still darts at the board.
Yeah.
But, well, hey, the last two MVP awards went to a second-round pick, Joker.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's never going to happen again.
Who drafted him? Our GM.
Maybe we will find our future MVP in the second round with one of our two picks.
Yeah,
no. It's not a deep draft, is it?
I mean, there's some players. I haven't really been keeping up too much. When I read up on some of it, it's more about that kid from France. He's going to be a freaking monster, generational talent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So whoever lands him is going to be looking pretty good.
Nembem Nyama, is that his name?
What was it?
Nembem Nyama.
Yeah, some French dude.
10-minute warning.
Okay.
You got anything else on the Wolves?
No, I mean, I hope we do something spectacular before the deadline.
I just hope they do something. Move some of these.
Just every
contracts.
Team in the league. It's been a dud so far.
Yeah.
I think we ruined the trade market. That's more on the Wolves.
I know. I love that about us.
We absolutely
ruined it. Yeah.
And to be honest, I did like the Rudy Gobert trade right away, except for I would have loved more protection on the last two picks. I don't know why we gave three unprotected. I think we have one that's top five protected or something. Or maybe they're all unprotected. But I would have went you know, at least top 10 protected on those last two picks.
Yeah.
Then I would have been okay with it. But I liked how we were trying to do something different. You know, everybody's going small because the Warriors went small. Yeah. Here, let's try to go big and just put them, you know, push people around. But Carl's too soft to push anybody around. And Rudy can't hold on to the basketball most of the time when they pass to it.
Yeah.
So, but I like the idea of let's just go against the grain and try something different.
I did like the experiment aspect of it. Is like, yeah, we're going to try what nobody else is trying.
Yeah, and it did check off a lot of box. Oh, we need rebounding, bro. He's a good rebounder. Yeah. We need defense. He's a good defender. It's just, I think it was a clunky fit between him and Kat, and I'd like to see how it works out when Kat comes back,
and the,
which I want to say was like, last time I heard was maybe 2 weeks away. I'm not sure.
It's yeah, well, a lot strength. Can change in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I would love to see what they could do with it. But if they move D'Angelo and they go big with Kyle, I would love to see that. Kyle, because Orlando, I bet you haven't been paying attention to Orlando, but they have Bobo playing. He's like 7'2", and they're like, let's just put him at point. Screw it.
You know, I have seen him handle
Fran,
the ball.
I think Fran and their small forward, 6'7", that Pablo from the Duke, their first pick this year.
Oh, yeah, Banchero.
Yeah, Banchero, he's been playing pretty good for him. Looks like rookie. The kid from Indiana is probably giving him their sixth man, might take that award away from him, but it's one of those two. But yeah.
All right. But, well, yeah. I got to take some time to welcome our newest Minnesota Viking to the area, Mr. Brian Flores, the new defensive coordinator for the Vikings. Very exciting times. Yes. After the playoff game, I renounced my Viking fandom. I sold my hat signed by Chuck Foreman to my buddy Bradley, who's not with us tonight, to discuss this. I'm back on the bandwagon, baby! That loser bandwagon. Get me back on board, because I like my man Brian Flores. We got the guy we wanted, and it sounds like he's going to fit in just perfectly, because he's going to He operates a 3-4 defense, but it's way more aggressive than what Ed Donatell was doing. So this is courtesy of KT Smith, who was writing a blog for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who was Brian Flores' previous employer. So in 2021, the Dolphins played over 50% of their defensive snaps in cover zero or cover one, often paired those coverages with a mug look at the line of scrimmage, where they created a plus one advantage by loading it with potential rushers and then forcing offenses to decide who was coming, just basically creating all sorts of confusion and allowing unblocked blitzers running free at the quarterback, which is just the most beautiful thing in football. Be a very large man coming after a very small man.
And I mean
we just did not get enough pressure in the backfield last year from our pass rushers, and there were just not enough blitzes. So this is from Matthew Caller. I believe he writes for Bring Me the News here in Minnesota. So he says that we can expect Harrison Smith to line up in the box more often if Harrison Smith comes back next year. So Flores wasn't afraid to use his safeties more aggressively than the Donatell system, which only put Harrison Smith up in the box around 40% of the time. Miami's Eric Rowe lined up in the box or in the slot around 60% of the time. So Flores liked to turn all of his safeties loose on blitzes, with safeties racking up 133 pass rushes in 2020. In 2022, the Vikings safeties had 18 pass rushes.
Yeah.
18.
That's so ridiculous.
It sounds like we got exactly the man we needed for the job. And so I'm actually very excited about Vikings next year.
Yeah, especially if they do bring back Harrison Smith. I think he'd do great.
And then Patrick Peterson was our best defensive player last year, and he was the only one who was, like, top 15 at his position.
And he says he wants to come back, too.
I hope he does, because he's very
you need that veteran back there. I mean, we have Harrison, but it's nice to have two.
That's the thing is, you know, we've got aging veterans and very, very young people. We've got nothing in the middle. And so, like, all of our linebackers who have been really good coverage linebackers for a long time seem to have lost a step, and they're not as good in coverage as they used to be, which is why I think you just load the box and, you know, create a bunch of confusion and send more guys than they can block more often than you don't. And
yeah,
because if you're not going to get to the quarterback, you're going to, for within 3 seconds, there's going to be people running wide open on those cornerbacks. Yeah. And it's just, you got good tackling quarterbacks, you let them tackle, you know, early in the down, early in the play, you know, after they catch the short route, you know, get them mm-hmm. before they get to the sticks. That's all you yeah. can really do with the team that they got.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's going to be a good year next year. I figure, you know, they'll hold on to Kirk Cousins. They're not going to trade him anytime soon. Maybe they draft a quarterback to kind of have mm-hmm. Kirk groom for a couple years, maybe extend him for like a 3-year deal, something like that. I don't think he's mm-hmm. going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And just that, and that'll make Justin Jefferson, because no wide receiver likes, you know, a rookie quarterback coming in and, you know,
mm-hmm.
missing them all the
time. You already have that chemistry. So yeah. It's like, yeah, might as well keep it going if it's
don't
working.
Break up a good thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. 4-minute warning. It's time for Anthony's AEW Wrestling Wednesday. All right. So every Wednesday I like to do a Dynamite preview, even though this is going to get, you know, to you after the show is over. So mm-hmm. I'll just tell you what I think is going to happen. The Garcia Guevara gauntlet. Oh, this is going to be fun. So Ricky Starks is fighting a whole lot of people to try to get at Jericho all over again. He'll have to go through Cool Hand Angelo Parker, Daddy Magic Matt Menard, and either Danny Garcia or Sammy Guevara to get his hands on Jericho one more time. Will he? You bet your ass he will. Rush versus Bryan Danielson, or should I say Roosh, in yet another AEW World Championship Eliminator match. Mm-hmm. Will Danielson survive to face MJF for the title? Despite his injuries, he's been really hurt. You better believe that guy's going to yeah. survive. That's all.
I think he's going to. Yeah.
In the AEW Women's World Championship Eliminator match, Jamie Hayter takes on the Bunny. I love me some Bunny, but Hayter's hunting wabbits, according to her Insta. And she's no Elmer Fudge. He'll win this match. The Acclaim put the AEW Tag Team titles on the line against the Guns. Will this be the end of the Acclaim's reign? It better not be. Not for this. I've been following that team since the beginning, damn it. And they're going to have the longest run in AEW history. I hope, because scissor me, daddy, ass. The Elite versus Top Flight and AR Fox in the main event, what I think is the main event, for the AEW World Trios Championship. Will it be yet another match in which Top Flight performs beautifully only to lose? Probably, but that doesn't mean it ain't must-see TV. God, they're great to watch. Even when you know they're going to lose, they're just fantastic. And they yeah. put over whoever they're wrestling so well. They mm-hmm. get the crowd amped. Everybody loves Top Flight.
Yeah, you got to have those. Yeah, got to have those people to put people in position. You know?
AR Fox is actually really fun to watch, too. He's freaking super athletic and long. Just super long. And it's surprising how acrobatic he is with that length. But... Mm-hmm. Carl Anthony Towns could never do any of that shit. Any last words, Joel?
What about LeBron breaking the record last night?
Okay, we could talk about that. It seems to me he's the best basketball player of all time. Has been for quite some time.
I don't believe that. My favorite part, was he was practicing the skyhook. Before there was a video of him practicing the skyhook before the game.
Really?
He missed 3 in a row. Like, he didn't even hit one. That was my favorite part of the night. Huh. I thought he might have tried to break it with the skyhook, which would have been cool, but yeah. I mean,
I think congrats. That's doing too
longevity.
Much.
He's been the most blessed with longevity out of all.
Oh,
of them.
He takes so much. He spends $1 million a year on his body to make sure
I mean, and where the, I mean, you can't compare airs at all, because this air, I mean, yeah, you have the
less physical
facilities, you have the, yeah, it's just wild what they can do nowadays.
Yeah. Agreed.
Back in the old days, hey, let's throw some ice in this tub and get in, you know?
Right. Let's go to the club and then go gambling until 3 yeah. in the morning, and then we'll play the next day.
18 and then go put,
you yeah, know, smoke cigars all like, day and yeah. then hit the court.
Yeah, I don't think he's past Mike. No. All right. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's our show. Thank you for joining us here at Minnesota Foul Play by Play. I'd like to thank my cousin Joel, my favorite cousin Joel.
My favorite cousin Tony.
We'll call you back when we need you for the NBA 2K expertise, my friend.
All right. Later, buddy.
Later. Love you.
Love you too.